proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We conclude our series on the Wars of the Jews by looking at occasions when the various Jewish groups fought against each other. Civil wars among the 12 tribes of Israel served as the earliest example of armed dissension between one group of Jews and another. Three examples can illustrate this type of warfare. In the book of Judges, we read that Jephthah came from the tribe of Manasseh. After he defeated the Ammonites, and recorded in Joshua chapter 12, the men of Ephraim sought to fight against Jephthah because he refused to call upon them for help. Jephthah led an expeditionary force from Gilead against the Ephraimites, one group of Jews fighting another. The army of Jephthah won, killing some 42,000 men. Judges chapter 20 contained another account of internecine warfare. There were what the author of Judges called certain sons of Belial, who lived in the city of Gibeah, which belonged to the tribe of Benjamin. After these evil men gang-raped and murdered a woman, representatives from the remaining Jewish tribes demanded that the Benjamites surrender the perpetrators to them. The Benjamites refused their request, and the other tribes fought against them as a result. They ultimately defeated the Benjamites and indeed nearly exterminated them. Then we look at civil wars of the Jews after the death of King Saul. The tribe split into two factions. The partisans of Judah anointed David to be Saul's successor. The other tribes of Israel backed the claims of Ishbosheth, who was Saul's surviving son. The struggle between the two groups lasted for 7.5 years and did not end until the assassination of Ishbosheth took place. The author of 1 Kings 12 recorded that after King Solomon's death, 10 of the Israelite tribes revolted against Solomon's son, King Rehoboam. They rebelled against him and selected a man named Jeroboam to be their leader. King Rehoboam of Judah determined to wage war against these recalcitrant tribes. However, a message from a man of God urged him not to do so. Quote, "Thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me." Unquote. Nonetheless, Rehoboam, as well as his successor Abijah, Rehoboam and Abijah of Judah still waged war against Jeroboam of Israel. Another incident of internecine Jewish warfare occurred in 2 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah, the king of Judah, had hired mercenaries from the kingdom of Israel to fight with his group against the Edomites. A man of God dissuaded him from undertaking that act. Amaziah of Judah dismissed the soldiers from the northern kingdom. In their rage, they plundered several cities of Judah. Amaziah proceeded to send an army to fight against the king of Israel, a man by the name of Jehoash. Jehoash sought to dissuade the former, to no avail. In the ensuing battle, Jehoash defeated the forces of Amaziah, king of Judah, and captured Amaziah himself. The opening verse of Psalm 133 exclaimed, quote, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," unquote. On several occasions, as noted, though, the Jewish people fought amongst themselves. Their discord represented the consequences of their abandoning God. A people who refuse to draw close to God will not draw close to each other. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.